Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so very much. And let me also go ahead and ask you, what are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Yes.
Or don't you think you will vote?
I am going to vote.
I'm sorry?
I am going to vote.
Okay. Probably will vote or almost certain to vote?
Certain.
Almost certain to vote. Thank you. Do you plan to vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary?
Democrat.
Okay. And also, may I ask, in what year were you born?
1952.
Thank you so much. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay.
We are Indian.
I see. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or any other race? Not list here.
I would say other because we are...
Okay.
We are Jamaican Indian.
Okay. Understood. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten up on the wrong track?
Things are on the wrong track.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Would you say you have a very favorable, in this case, opinion, well, all the ones that I said about Joe Biden, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, never heard. Okay, thank you so much. Chad Klitzman?
I don't know that name either.
Okay. Barbara Sharif?
I don't know that name.
Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. Moving forward, if the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Barbara Sharif, Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., and Chad Klitzman, for whom would you vote? Barbara Sharif, Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., or Chad Klitzman?
So those names that you call, I don't know who they are, if they are Republicans or they are Democrats. But whoever is Democrat, that's who I'm going to vote for.
Correct. In this case, if the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Barbara Sharif, Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., and Chad Klitzman, for whom would you vote of those?
As I said, the names that you call, I don't know them.
Okay. You would say that you are undecided, right? Okay. No worries. Thank you. Moving forward, well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Barbara Sharif, Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., or Chad Klitzman?
I don't know.
Okay.
See, I don't know those people. I don't know the names.
Mm-hmm. Still, thinking about the Democratic primary election, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. Of course... LGBTQ rights, education, healthcare, protecting reproductive rights, voting rights, home and property insurance, jobs and wages, climate change and environment. Which one of those?
Reproductive.
Is the most important. Sorry?
Yeah.
Reproductive rights. Okay, thank you. We're 83% complete, almost done. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. thinking in political terms, would you say that you are very conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I don't know what to answer for that question.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
High school graduate. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Marie, M-A-R-I-E.
Marie, thank you so very much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.